Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Journey into the Light. We are live here on a Wednesday evening, afternoon, depending where you're at. and hope you're having a great Wednesday, June 28th. And we are taking your calls right here on the live show. Call on in for, we're doing psychic medium readings, but you know, anything that's on your mind, any help that you need someone to talk to, as our guest, Christian Joy, is such a beautiful soul to help you, who cares about you. She's a spiritual advisor, teacher, healer, who utilizes her spiritual psychic gifts and talents with life experience to assist those who are ready for get on their life path, helping people to rise above, you know, the old notions that this is all that I can do because this is kind of when my parents were or my family was. And, you know, there is no limits. There is no chains on us, holding us down as we might think from time to time. And if we're going through a issue or a problem today, remember, that's today. Your life can and will change. Could change tomorrow, a week, or could change in an hour. Literally could. So call on in to speak to Christian, 347-884-8245, and then press the 1 on your phone to come aboard. This is just a 30-minute show today. We will be going to an hour with Christian very soon. So being it's a short show, call in now to get in line is kind of what I'm saying. And you guys have got the number. Quick programming note, Journey Light will be back on this evening. We'll be starting at 8:00 Eastern time. We have two separate shows coming your way. We'll be taking your phone calls, and the 9:00 guest who's taking your calls for psychic readings and things like that. She also will be live on Facebook as well. So really going to have a great night here on Journey in the Light. So stay with us here on the show, and if you're not a follower of Journey in the Light yet, click the follow button located at the top left of your screen. And if you'd like to speak to our guest privately, just do private sessions, Christian, which she does do, her contact information is listed on the show page. Website link is right there, phone number, email address, all of that you need to contact Christian Joy at as well, all there for you. Okay, so let's go ahead and bring Christian on into the show. Welcome back. How are you doing?
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Trying to keep cool. How about you?
we're doing pretty good here. So Michigan's not too bad right now. But, I know you guys are kind of having that summer fun.
Yeah, summer heat.
Well, yeah. But, thank you so much for the intro. I really appreciate that. Very kind words, and, you know, it means a lot. So, thank you.
Oh, no problem. I mean them. So what's the topic today?
Something that's kind of come up recently, too, is kind of in line with kind of some of the stuff that I've talked about the last couple of weeks, but the power of words.
Okay, yeah. Great.
So,
that's
something too I wanted to first express and send out. And I try to do this always, you know, before, during, and after the shows. But just to send a lot of love out to, you know, the world and, you know, to everyone in their, you know, whatever is going on, and just express that, exude it, utilize my voice and choosing highest and best that I can, to hopefully be more of an upliftment in the world. So much, much love to you, Michael, and to everyone listening, and to the world.
Great. Beautiful. I think, yeah, definitely need that in today's world, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, the power of words. This is something, it's very simple, but you know, and everyone can do this. This is not rocket science. It just takes concentrated effort, and it doesn't have to be, you know, like spending hours and hours and hours doing this. But again, the first thing to be aware of, and it's awareness, of course, your, you know, words. You know, one thing my dad always said was choose your words wisely, because once they go out, they can't be taken back. So it's not just words towards others, but it's also towards yourself and about yourself. And because, you know, the whole thing about our energy, it's vibration, and when you pack emotion behind it, and, you know, no matter what's happened, I mean, it can be in your day, it could be from the past, you know, whatever it's about, you know, it has meaning, it has oomph, it can have effect in your life. And again, you know, I'm not going to say that this will solve everything, but for my own benefit, my own experience, and, oh gosh, many, 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 many years of, you know, the, okay, got to watch what I say, because you don't know what an impact it will have, whether it's in speaking, writing, thinking, singing, you know, whatever it might be. You are, we are all very, very powerful beings. And when you pack, you know, it's like packing a 357 behind, you know, your words, you have to be very, very careful sometimes about what comes out. And that just takes practice and being very, very aware of what comes out, you know, and what you choose, because we can choose. And does that mean that it's going to become, you know, automatic right off the bat? You know, probably not, you know, because we're thinking, we're, you know, where we come from and how, you know, how we do things, how we see things, how we experience things. A lot of stuff comes from a place not of the most loving experiences. So what can we do? Again, number one, please just do your best. This is not a competition. It's, you know, it's just to sit back and go, okay, choose my words wisely. You know, start with you. Because they always say, hey, be the change you want to see in the world, right? Okay. So start with yourself and start choosing better for you, because it can affect you. First off, you know, you have the emotions, the mental, emotional body, spiritual, and then eventually it can land in the physical body and manifest itself in different ways. So it's just doing your best with just every day, paying attention, take time, slow down. You know, what are you doing? What are you thinking? What are you, you know, what are you saying to others? And are you just allowing yourself to get caught up in all the junk and chaos in the world, you know? So just do your best. Pay attention to, you know, how do you speak? And, you know, what's, you know, like I said, first and foremost, how do you see yourself? Are you very loving and kind to yourself? And how do you speak of yourself? Because eventually you'll see that it's, you know, then how you also then relate to others and how you speak about others. Because if you can't, you know, be kind and loving and speak well of yourself, or even just, you know, hey, be silly and fun and, you know, just kind of like a, if I can't be, you know, silly with myself, then I can't be with others. So it doesn't mean that's, you know, going all over the place, but sorry. It's just, be kind, watch what you say, watch what you're thinking, and become more the observer again. This is, you know, again, something that I will probably continue to allude to over time. But, you know, what are those, what are you choosing? What are you, you know, what happens in your experiences in the day and you know, at work and at play and at home and when you go to bed at night and before you go to bed, you know? It's, so anyways, but, so when you're at work and something happens, you know, do you haul off on someone and blah, 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 and this and this and this, and you're a so-and-so, and, you know, well, who knows what is going on with that person, and you just hauled off on them, and that can have an impact. I mean, kids, you know, it's like we need to learn and reiterate this from the very beginning, So, but first and foremost, again, it comes back to you. So each individual, you have to pay attention the best you can and start wherever you're at. And the more that you can do now, the better off the future will be. So, yeah, anyway, but a little thing about words and, you know, being good about how you choose them and what you, you know, what you're thinking and what you're doing and so on and so forth. So just a simplistic view, but that's that with that tonight.
All right. Well, I like that because it's so true. You know, even myself, I find myself sometimes someone will just kind of light into me or what have you, but then it's easy to, you know, thing to strike back because it's kind of our natural defense, I think. But you know, we have to realize there's something within them that's making them act that way. And you don't know, because we haven't walked in their shoes, what it could be.
Right, right. And I'm not saying, you know, sit there and be a doormat. God, no. Mm-hmm. You know, but it's just for all, you know, the practice, it's practice, practice, practice. And again, this is some other stuff that I'll probably talk about, you know, okay, how can you handle this? How can you get better prepared to be the objective person or, you know, just let them do their thing and the only one that they're going to hurt is going to be them because it's also your reaction that plays into it.
Right. Exactly. Great points. Great topic. I totally agree. We got some callers here, so why don't we take some callers on into the program? How does that sound?
That sounds like fun. Yay!
Let's hear the clapping. All right, there we go. The audience. All right, I always love the audience. Okay, let's go, and you guys call on in, and then press the 1 on your phone, please. And let's go to Atlanta, Georgia, and bring in Sandy. Welcome.
Hey. Hi, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy, how are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you. What can I do for you?
Well, I see that you talk to the angels, and...
Yeah.
Maybe there's something that you could tell me that the angels want me to know.
So are you just kind of good and open with whatever comes through?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right, so let's see what's going on for Sandy tonight. So I apologize. Sometimes I get very, general, and sometimes they're specific. So this is... I get a lot of warmth in around my throat area. So I'm not sure if there's something physically going on or it just could be, too, that you need to do some more work on your own speaking, so to speak, if that makes sense, like speaking up for yourself, expressing what you want in life. Because they said you hold back quite a bit.
I didn't think I held back, but, you know.
It could just be, you know, it's sometimes we all think, oh, yeah, I talk, I say stuff, I do this, I do that. But it's kind of like I get, like you need to refine things a little bit more for yourself, you know, because you're doing good and they applaud you for everything that you've done and that you continue to do and the fact that you are open and receptive to continue on this journey to keep evolving. I do see some things too. I'm getting with your solar plexus. Again, I don't know if you have something physically going on or you just had some recent challenges to your own power, as it were, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense. I get challenged literally every day with my brother.
Oh, yay. Aren't you lucky? Oh, okay. So I'm going to ask them, what is anything specifics or is there something that you need to work on there or that you can do? Some of this they're saying you need, and again, this is kind of simplistic, but it's like, let you know, that whole, that the saying of water off duck's back.
Okay.
And so it's not letting it get to you. I see different aspects of life. It's like your gut reaction to things. I get some things in the way of career and or workplace. I do see a little in relationships, because you're really, 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 you're doing so good. You're really trying to figure, you know, figure things out. And, but just, again, do not forget that they are also there to help you.
Okay.
I don't know. I get different names and stuff like that, especially when it comes to angels and archangels, but Archangel Michael.
Yeah.
I don't know how much you speak with him, but not a bad idea to, if you're feeling in any way, shape, or form, I don't want to say threatened or just uncomfortable, not feeling safe or protected or whatever, you can always ask for help there.
Okay, yeah, I am in that kind of a space.
Okay.
With my brother.
Okay. Oh, many blessings. Yeah, there's just a lot going on, and I can see, like, it's a lot of stress around your heart and your chest and things like that. So
how do I work on that?
At what, hon?
How do I work on the stress on my heart, you know?
How do you work on it?
Yeah, to get – I need it gone.
Okay. Number one, obviously, if it's feeling like it's too much, go to see a doctor. I mean – that's not, you know, brain rocket science. Number two, obviously, little things that you can do. I don't know all of what your activity level. I'm getting a little bit in the way of diet. You know, keep an eye on what you're eating. And, you know, it's, again, very simple things, you know, salt, fatty, you know, sugars. Just, it's like a combination of things. And then start, if you haven't already done so, some other simple things like breathing, taking time out during the day to, you know, sneak away to the bathroom or something and just sit down and breathe. Exercise, I don't know what your activity level is. Walking in nature. Yoga, some people can, some people can't, and or have the interest there. Being around water, do you swim? I mean, you know, are there any and every little thing you can do with your activity level, the mental, emotional part, music, singing. Do you play an instrument? Do you have a hobby?
I have a hobby, but the thing is, I'm not having much time for my hobby.
And I know. And it's like you almost literally, and I'm not kidding you, you have to grab it with both hands and take the time back. That is really a concentrated effort that, again, if you have enough time to take a crap, you have enough time to do something for your hobby.
Okay.
So that's a little crude, but it is what it is. It's truth. You know, we're going to make the time for all sorts of things in our lives, but then when it comes to, especially females, we're like, no, I don't have time for this. I'm a giver, and that's it. I don't receive. So, guess what? Time to receive, cupcake.
Yeah.
Right? Love yourself, please, enough. Because the stress is a lot. And no matter, and whatever else you can do, too, to stay away from the people, ask for help from the angels for that, because they will help you. They will help you. And to be around
okay.
the kind of people and family you want to be around. It does happen. It's like, it might seem a little odd, you know, with what you get. How could this be good, you know? Well, don't judge
yeah.
it. It eventually, in the end, if it is truly something coming from your heart of hearts, your truest hearts, highest, bestest, awesomest, highest good desires, then do your best or just relax, breathe into it, knowing that that which you could have never possibly imagined can happen.
Okay.
Hopefully that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. And but I just kind of wonder, too, is my dad going to last much longer? Is my dad going to last much longer?
Oh, I'm sorry, your dad. Okay. Let's see what's going on with him. He's just there, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's not very, like, solid. I don't get, and I'm sorry, I don't get a time frame on anything. If you kind of feel like, and trust your gut, because you do know, if you feel like something's going on, then you do whatever you can and you spend as much time with them as possible.
Yeah. I didn't think he was going to make it really up to Christmas. I don't know. But, you know.
Well, he's feisty.
He's what?
So, he's feisty. He's strong.
Yeah.
But do what you can. Spend the time with them, you know, no matter what it is, because there are days when I wish I would have done that with my dad. But that's the what it could have should have in life. So you do what you can with the knowledge that you have and, you know, spend it, enjoy it, and, you know, his best interest, your best interest, whatever the case might be. Okay?
Okay.
So,
okay, well.
Yeah. I could see, I mean, he could be around another 6 months.
Okay. I was wondering about that, you know, because I think he wants to give up. But I don't know what's holding him back from giving up.
It could just little bits and tendrils and things going on maybe in the family and stuff like that that he just needs to be here for. And then at such time, he will go.
Okay. Yeah.
All righty.
I understand that one.
Well, breathe, honey. Keep breathing and take care of yourself, okay?
Okay. I appreciate it.
Oh, my God. Much love, Miss Andy. And you take care, all right? And keep in touch.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks for your call there. Let's see. Time is short. Let's take in... let's bring in one more call into the show here. And but first, before we do that, Kristen, let the folks know how people can reach you for private sessions.
Oh, yay. Well, let's see. You can either call or email me. And the phone number is 586-291-6039. And the email is kristenjoylife@gmail.com. And then my website, kristenjoylife.net, has all the other pertinent information and services and all that good stuff. So, yeah.
All right, great. We have the information listed on the show page as well. Let's bring in, let's go to Alabama, bring in Christy. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much.
Oh, yay, hi, Christy, how are you?
I am doing terrific. Thank you.
Oh, yay. How's it going in Alabama?
Oh, my gosh, it's gorgeous here. Love it.
Well, what can I do for you?
Is there a message from my angels? Do they have something they want to tell me today?
Oh, you are so excited. All right. So let's see what fun or info they have for you. The first one seems to be popping into a lot of people lately, which surrounds career. Wondering about a move, or you want to move, or I just see movement. And I wouldn't worry so much about it, though, hon. You are exactly where you need to be right now, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I didn't. I'm actually kind of in a pretty relaxed spot. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm just really feeling like I'm flowing, you know, just,
mm-hmm.
you know, when you're kind of like in that resistant stage, I don't really feel there. I feel like I'm just kind of in the flow, enjoying life. So, yeah.
That's, well, and sometimes that you're in a nice receptive mode, too, and that's when they can mm-hmm. Do a little bit more work, because I do see, like I said, a movement. It could be just a moving up. It could just be a lateral. It could, you know. But it's very joyful. I'm getting very joyful for you. pleasant. It's just, your tummy, everything is so nice. And it's just a great complement to what you exude already too, which is, you know, you have this natural grace and ease about you that people love.
Thank you.
Oh my
God.
Thank
you so much.
It's very cool. Oh. Yeah. I love to see that. And especially, you know, because your light shines, and the more that you can keep doing what you do best, even if some days you're like, yeah, I got this. No, but you'll, am I really where I'm supposed to be? You know, kind of thing. But it's just like, yeah, you are, and you keep shining your light. You're like a little lighthouse anchor in the South, as it were. And the world needs you. So keep doing what you do best and what you love to do, too. And they're so, the angels are so cute. They're like, yeah, she's just trying to do everything. So could you just let us do some stuff?
Have fun.
Well, yeah, you kind of look like you're just trying to pull and drag, and I'm going to do everything myself. And it's like, now, Miss Christy. They're like, can we help you?
I like that. Like, all right, we'll ask for more help.
And just being open, hon. It's a reciprocal thing. You know, giving is receiving.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it's okay sometimes to just, like, imagine, just allow, and just really, you know, you're, and it's also the love, too, you know, allow that love and just to fill you up every day. You know, you can imagine, like, it coming down from where seven or however you envision, or, you know, meditation or whatever, and just whatever it is that feels good for you, just letting it come down through the crown and then into your heart, and then breathing it in, and then when you breathe out, just imagine it like a lighthouse. Just like blasting out all over the world.
Yeah.
And that's,
yay,
something that, yes, you, huge, could be like, it's like totally just another one of the, another up and coming, like a light worker, or they call it like a light bearer, and someone to help, again, through your love and your caring and your joy, to help bring the world up as well.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, my goodness. And yeah, don't worry about, I mean, I know you have some, there's other little concerns. I see some relationships, and I'm sorry, I kept seeing, do you have kids or you want kids?
No, I have kids.
Yeah, okay. So you have a son?
I have a son, uh-huh.
Okay. So sometimes I feel a little concerned with them. You know, I mean, any parent is concerned about their kids. Well, you know, and just, you know, I'm not getting anything like, you know, ooh or ah, but it just, you know, sometimes when I get boys, you know, they like to get into a little bit more trouble than the girls, but then sometimes the girls do. So, but, you know, with him, I'm not getting anything really like, ah, or emergency. It's just like, he's there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a cool kid. He's a little indigo with an eagle. He's got like that indigo and eagle spirit, and he is so much fun. He's 33, turned 33 this year, and he, I'm the mom that
33.
I'm the mom that celebrates my kid even when they drop into their own darkness, because I know the further they, you know, drop, the higher they'll rise. And he definitely went through his time and place of, you know, having some dissidence, but he certainly has risen, and he's so fun. He's so fun to watch shine. So,
and that's awesome.
Really,
30.
Yeah, really
30,
a cool kid.
The 33, too, the master number.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, the cool thing is, and that's the other thing, you're helping him, and the more that he's going in, exactly, the more that, you know, you get it done, and hopefully now, and then he can also be a help to the world as well, because I kind of see that a little bit. He's still got that little boy in him, but anyways, so yeah, so there you go. You're, you know, never know where things are going to go, especially when it comes to children.
Yeah, yeah, kids are definitely pretty interesting, you know, creations for sure. It definitely is a spot where we can certainly grow and learn how to work through every one of our fears, attachments, and that holy thing called release and trust, lean back into that faith and a little of that surrender, you know. just always claiming that all is well, like all is well, even when it doesn't seem like it, still is well. So celebrate it all, you know, just trusting that all things are being worked out for the good, no matter what is the experience, it's still being good. And just hold that vision. I'm a mom that won't lose a vision. And I know that, you know, my child was created for greatness. We all are. And as a mom, I don't get caught in their storm. And if I find myself caught, I surrender to my own fear of their storm and just keep holding that vision out further. So tell you what, talk about growing. Ooh, momhood.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. There you go. Thank you very much. And thank you for being you and doing all and that strength and everything else, because the more that you do, and the more people are going to want to look to you, too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, you'll be helping others more than you could possibly imagine, just especially. And you don't even have to do anything. You just be.
Yeah, that sounds very organic. And that's kind of it, right? You just walk out your own joy and being completely authentic and share your journey and others, you know, follow along. So it brings in a real natural life. It's cool.
Yes, ma'am. And that's the thing, too, because like Michael and I were talking about, you know, I think even a little less last week and mentioned here just a little bit ago, too, was, you know, we're all going to go through stuff. Not everything is going to seem like it's peachy keen and it's, you know, da-da-da. But have that support system. Look for it. Keep open to it and so on and so forth. And then, you know, like, so there you are. And you're shining your light, you're doing your thing, and, you know, you have the patience and that kindness that people need, the world needs. So, anyways.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Many, many blessings.
Yeah, thank you. Blessed be and abundance to you, too. May just heaven pour down all the good and glorious things right there in your lap and let it just be like you've got coins dropping from the sky, just that golden path paved perfect for you. So blessed be, my friend. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Miss Kirsty. Oh, my God. You keep shining and keep in touch, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you.
Much love.
Yeah, thanks, Kirsty. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Okay, we are out of time, but everybody that's on the phone, hold on for a minute for a programming note. But Kristen, great show, and I know our next shows are going to be an hour, so we'll be able to bring in the rest of the callers. And really, but today's, I just feel the energy of the great change, the great start, and a lot of great things to come on your show. So looking forward
Yay!
To it.
Woo-hoo!
Let's hear the crowd
Yay!
Again.
Oh, my God.
They are
Thank
pumped.
Thank you, though. Again, much love to everyone. Much, much love.
All right. You too, Kristen. Have a good weekend.
Thank
All right.
you.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Oh, what a great soul, great person. And again, if you want to speak to Kristen Joy, you can contact her for private sessions. And that's all listed right here on the show page, right on the Journey in Light page, okay, on Blog Talk Network. Okay. Programming note, I promised you. Okay, so we'll be back tonight at 7 Central, which is 8 Eastern and 5 Pacific time. And it's going to be a big show, and it's actually going to be actually a kind of a birthday show too with prizes. That's right, prizes. As Kristy Lee's show coming up, like I said, starting in about a little less than 90 minutes. It's Kristy's birthday and she's giving out prizes, and all you have to do to be in the drawing. I love these type of shows where we, so all you got to do in the part of this drawing is to call into the show. You don't actually have to go on air if you don't want to. I will, and you pick a number from 0 to 333, and I will be gathering those numbers that you pick in the screening rooms, okay? But you need to be called in so we can gather that information. I'll open up the chat room as well on Journey into the Light in case there's a few folks that can't call in. So we're going to, but you have to be on the show, okay? And then towards the end of the show, we will go ahead and give out who the winners are of the drawings, okay? But that's, so just come to the show, we'll explain more. That's 7 Central, 8 Eastern Time, 5 Pacific Time. And then an hour after that, we have another show for you guys as clear off my computer screen. I got so many messages, as you can imagine. But anyway, then at 8 Central, 6 Pacific, 9 Eastern, we have back psychic medium, energy healer, life coach. She's written the book, The Power Within. Cynthia Magzafari is going to be joining us. She was with us last week and did some incredible calls. She not only does great psychic readings, but helps you and uplifts you. But anyway, so just, it's going to be a great evening. And Cynthia will be on Facebook Live. So we're going to have some really great shows tonight, starting in an hour and 15 minutes, okay? All right, we will see you all then. And thanks for listening to the show right now.